Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Looks like we're not going to get our guest on the line. We were going to talk a little bit more with the reporter from News Nation, Brian Enten, who has been camped out in Florida following the Brian Laundry story, which maybe the focus is not in Florida now anyway. There have been tips from Dog the Bounty Hunter that maybe he is not there. And since that crazy guy has turned out to be a reliable source on this story, maybe he is on to something again. Is Brian ready to roll now? Hey, Brian, you're on WGN Radio. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, John. Good. How are you? Sorry, just got patched in here. We were having a little bit of a phone service issue.
No troubles. I'm glad you can join us today. Well, where's the latest, then, on the search for that Brian Laundry kid?
So the latest is something that I just now confirmed. I don't know if you remember, but several weeks ago, Brian Laundry's sister, Cassie, did an interview with ABC News where she said that she had not spoken to Brian Laundry since he returned to Florida. Well, we have just confirmed through the Laundry family attorney. The attorney says, to my knowledge, Cassie went for a day on that camping trip with Brian and his family last month. So now we are starting to wonder, was Cassie, in fact, with Brian, and was Cassie communicating with Brian despite her saying she wasn't?
You and I wondered if the FBI is sort of tapping all of their phones or how the family would be reaching out to him while he's on the lam here. I would imagine his sister would fall under their scrutiny as well, right?
Yeah, you would think. So a lot of these federal documents and search warrants, we can see that they exist, but they're all sealed right now. So you mentioned tapping phones and things like that. We just don't know. We don't have the details, but you would assume there's a lot going on behind the scenes that we don't know.
Yeah, I would imagine, you know, what do I know? But when you watch the TV shows, they get a burner phone that's not traceable, that's not connected to their previous phone records. Did Dog the Bounty Hunter come up with some other tip for the investigators?
So he came up initially with the whole campground tip. He is the one who found out that the Laundries went camping. We started looking into it. We confirmed with the campground records that the Laundries were there camping at the Fort DeSoto campground, which is near St. Petersburg. And what was interesting, we found out yesterday, John, is it wasn't until Dog the Bounty Hunter brought all this to the forefront about the campground that the FBI went out there and requested the surveillance video from the campground. Initially, some people were thinking like, oh, perhaps the FBI knew about this last week, and this is just now Dog the Bounty Hunter trying to stir things up. But now we've learned FBI didn't even get the surveillance video until after Dog brought it up.
Which is maybe a little embarrassing to the FBI, but if nobody tells the FBI and they do tell this crazy TV personality, then I guess you go where the information comes. But did he not also say that there was evidence reporting he had heard that he was in North Carolina or someplace else, that Brian Laundry had moved to or might be in a different location?
So Dog thinks that he is near that campground, and he said that over and over again, and that's why he's been focusing his search there. But there have been other reports and theories that Brian could be on the Appalachian Trail. I mean, every day there's sort of a new theory. The bottom line is no one has actually confirmed seeing Brian Laundry anywhere at this point.
So he is a missing person, and, you know, he's either dead or alive. If he died in that swamp, maybe we'll never find him. Maybe we will. My guess is, I don't know, what is the speculation? That, in fact, he's escaped and is somewhere in the United States, probably trying to change his appearance, right?
So the FBI obviously won't talk to the media right now. So we're relying on experts and former FBI agents that worked these kinds of cases for a long time. And every single one that I've spoken to has said, based on everything they know and all the video and all the reports and everything, they believe Brian Laundry is alive right now. I spoke to one former agent last night who really just zeroed in on the way the parents are reacting to all this. You know, they hired the lawyer very, very quickly. She said the fact that, you know, that they're not out pleading with the public and saying we need to find our son and helping to search for their son. I mean, she said to her that is an indication that they know he is not dead.
Otherwise, they'd be acting like the Petitos, and they're clearly not doing that. That's an interesting way to look at that. Okay, keep doing what you're doing. Maybe we'll connect again next week after we discover what we do this weekend. But thanks for your help again, Brian.
Yeah, thanks, John. Have a good day.
You betcha. You can watch his reports, by the way, on News Nation. News Nation, incidentally, is doing an interesting thing in the name of looking for people who aren't pretty white women. They are, I think, on Wednesday nights dedicating a whole segment to other missing Americans. The story they did the other night about a missing young, handsome black man in Arizona, a geologist working for an oil company, disappeared. You never heard that story. You never would. I thought it was smart reporting.